Hello, Robert Morris. Welcome to a brand new episode of Pittsburgh's News with Ryan and Charles. I am Ryan Giacobbe.
And I'm Charles Stockhausen.
Yep. Welcome back, Charles, after you being away last week.
I'm really sad that really upset that I missed the unicorn sponsorship, though. That was one that I was really looking forward to. I was ready to taste the rainbow, as Skibbles would say.
So why don't you told me something that you did an exciting thing last week. Why don't you tell our listeners about it?
Okay, that's exciting. I'm glad that I could pique your interest. So last week I wasn't here because last week we were talking about tattoos and that deal that was going on.
Yeah.
I went and got a tattoo on Thursday. Woo! So we got that at Blink Ink. It's because they had that buy one $100 tattoo, get another one for free. So me and my buddy went out because Thursday is my only free day, and it's his only kind of free day because he's going for game design and stuff, which is kind of a real major. Went there, took about an hour to get a nice Aperture logo on my back. Not Aperture, like Portal. Well, you ever play Portal?
No.
Okay, well, Portal is also like the company's Aperture. Not that kind of Aperture, but like a camera Aperture. And right now it's just an outline, but eventually I'm going to have each piece filled in by somebody important in my life. So it's right now it's a basic tattoo, but by the end it'll be something meaningful.
Well, that's cool. I mean, that's going to be kind of hard for you to see because it's on your back, but...
Hey, man, maybe I like to take my shirt... I don't like to take my shirt off. In the summer, in the pool areas, that's when it'll be exciting. And it doesn't matter if someone else can see. That's the whole point, you know? You get a tattoo that only you know. And then someone who's important to you can see.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, maybe I'll take my shirt off for you.
You missed something exciting last week. Got an unanticipated phone call. Got Mr. Domino and our temporary co-host last week, Mr. Logan Carney. Outsmarted him.
Why did Mr. Logan? Why does he get the Mister in front of his name? I wanted to be Logan. I'm just curious. I mean, you have a smartphone. That's understandable. But I'm just asking.
I don't know. All
right, cool. Mr. Logan Carney, Mr. Domino. How did that go? How'd that conversation go, Ryan? Tell me, please. Reenact it for me.
Oh, I can't reenact it because it was a week ago. But basically, the pizza guy he called the wrong number. He thought we had a pizza delivery, which we did.
Why'd you take out pizza?
Because we didn't order it, and plus we were in the middle of the show.
Who cares? It's Domino's Pizza or Mr. Domino. I don't know if it's Domino's Pizza, but I assume it's from Domino's Pizza. It's Mr. Domino. And you know, maybe you just wanted a pizza for the show. Maybe a fan ordered this pizza for you, and you just rejected it.
Well, anyways, Logan Carney, if you are out there, can you please come to the radio? Would you like to please come to the radio room so you can explain what happened? But in the meantime, let's actually get down to our first event here.
Tags. Before we get to the first event, though, since you got the sponsorship last time, here's the sponsors for this week: apples.
Yep.
Come on.
Yep. Nothing like a good healthy fruit.
Right, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, they say. You know, you like your red, you like your yellow, you like your green apples. Maybe there's even a purple apple out there. I don't know. But go ahead, eat yourself an apple today. You'll feel a lot better. And if you don't, well, then I'm sorry, because apparently you were allergic to apples, and that's just bad for us. So, Ryan, what's your favorite apple?
Red apples.
Red apples? Just red apple. Not, like, specific. Like, you're not a pink lady or, like, macadamia. Not macadamia. That's not an apple. It's a nut.
But you got to know your nuts from your apples, Charles.
You know what, man? Maybe I'd like to mix my nuts and my apples. Look, think of that way. I'm not an apple tray. That's a pretty good meal.
So I'm
a green apple kind of guy. I like a nice crunch too, because it seems like the red apples tend to get a little soggy more often. So you get a nice crunch from the green apple plus a little tartness. Oh, it's to die for.
Yeah.
Granny Smiths are probably my favorite. You know, bake those into a pie. Oh, I don't like apple pie, but Dutch apple pie, let me tell you.
Ooh. Wait a minute, you don't like apple pie?
I don't like apple pie. Like regular apple pie, I don't like. I like Dutch apple because I like the crumblies on top. I don't like pie with I know all pie has crust, but like some crust I just don't like. Like crust on top of a pie, it's not for me. I'm sorry that I'm not American, Ryan.
It's all right. We got our first event. It's Welcome to the Jungle.
We got fun and games.
Yep. 6 o'clock. Tomorrow afternoon at 6 o'clock. You need to warm up this winter. You got a tropical jungle is getting closer, man.
The tropical jungle is getting closer. That makes me feel really bad about global warming. If there's a tropical jungle. Well, actually, no. That's even weirder. Jumanji's happening.
Yeah.
Getting closer and closer, man. The jungle just grew legs. It's coming.
Yep. And yeah, it's getting coming closer than you think. Why don't you take a break from the winter weather? Enjoy a rainforest-inspired evening at the National Aviary's 21 Plus fundraiser.
So just to clarify, you got to be 21 or over to go to this fundraiser.
Yep, and whether you're or the type to shake your tail feather on the dance floor or channel your inner sloths beneath our tropical trees, there is something for everyone at the National Aviary.
I love the whole sloth thing because that's totally what I do. Let's be real. Like, yeah. I feel like I'd be that guy just slapped against
it. Yeah, I could totally see that from you, Charles.
Thank you. My spirit animal is a sloth.
Yep. you can sip beer, wine, or a signature tropical cocktail. Mingle with colorful
birds and even hang with our residential sloth and armadillo, all while supporting National Aviary's important work in conservation, education, and veterinary medicine. Yeah. Go, it's for good cause. Get those birds to live, you know, and who doesn't want some lively birds, right? So, Ryan.
Yeah.
What kind of bird would you be?
Probably a toucan.
Toucan?
Yeah.
Yeah, are you looking to get a sponsorship from Lucky Charms Fruit Loops?
Yeah. I'll contact the Fruit Loop company and ask for them to be one of our sponsors.
No. What I'm saying is if you were a toucan, you could be the mascot for Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
That would be dope.
Yeah, I would totally do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Unlimited, lifetime supply of Fruit Loops. Is Fruit Loops one of your favorite cereals?
I mean, I wouldn't consider it one of my favorites, but I would definitely eat it.
You would definitely eat it. If I had a lifetime supply, I'd eat it. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yep. And tickets are going fast. They are $30. So if you have a $30 off to the side, you can use it to go to this event. You can get them at ShowClicks at www.showclicks.com/event/welcome-to-jungle.
Dash. Dash. What are we doing? Are we doing this broadcast in my Morse code now?
I'm just reading what the web address.
Stop. If anyone knows Morse out there, please let me know what I just said because I have no clue.
Yeah, I don't either. But if in case you don't know where the National Aviary is, it is 700 Arch Street in downtown Pittsburgh.
Yeah, 15212 is the zip code. So, Ryan, if you were 21, would you go?
Yeah. I mean, I won't be 21 for a little over 11 months, but...
Let's not get the countdown going so far here. But anyway, okay. All right, so you go. I mean, I'd go if I had $30, which I don't. I mean, I do have $30, but I gotta save money for other things, debt. So I feel like it's gonna be a good time, though. You know, National Aviary, get some birds, some animals, and, have a little buzz fun.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. You want to explain the next event, Charles?
Sure. Who doesn't love some MCG jazz? 9 p.m. Friday, February 23rd of 2018. In case you were wondering, it's not next year. It wasn't last year. It is this year. Rock your weekend with our live DJs at the Drum Bar each Friday and Saturday night. We're the 8:30 The Drum Bar each Friday night and Saturday night. We're from 8:30 to 12:30. Synchronized lights and high energy music keeps the party going. That sounds awesome. Who doesn't love a light show?
I absolutely love light shows.
Have you been to light shows?
Yes. It was a couple summers ago, for Independence Day. We went to the park. Point Park downtown.
Point Park downtown.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they had a light show for Independence Day.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I never knew that, man. I don't go downtown usually for these events just because there's tons of people. But I feel like a light show would be totally worth it.
Oh, yeah. I highly urge you to check to go to one soon.
Yeah. Good time. Right. Yeah. Anything else down there exciting that's been happening?
There was also... There was also a band there. A
band?
Yeah.
You know what band?
I forget. It was a couple summers ago.
Okay. Was it a good band?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Good. Always good. Free music. Free band.
And it always... Gotta have tons of food there.
No, I mean, of course. If you don't have, deep fried donuts, sorry, not doing that right. What's your favorite carnival food?
Ooh, favorite carnival food. That's a tough one. But I'd have to say fried dough.
Fried dough, just dough. Okay.
Put some cinnamon on top of it and enjoy it.
So you're a Greek kind of guy? Just fried dough and then, what about honey? Would you put honey on it? Do you like honey?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. dude. He got Greek donuts. They just deep fry those, and then it wasn't honey on them. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
Like, you got to get at the right temperature, though, because you know with, like, festival food, like, it's too hot, you burn your mouth, you can't taste anything for the rest of the day. You got to get just right. But if it's too cold, it's like, eh, this could be a lot better.
Yeah, kind of. It loses its flavor by then.
Yeah. All right, so you got your favorite carnival dessert, but favorite, like, carnival, like, meal, I guess, like, regular thing.
Oh, if I favorite carnival meal, probably hot dog.
On a stick or no? Just bring a hot dog.
Yeah, put it on a stick.
Put the hot dog on a stick.
Yeah.
All right, so just a hot dog, right? Do you put anything on this hot dog? Like, do you get some mustard, some ketchup? What are you looking at here? Right.
Yeah, ketchup.
Ketchup.
Onions if it'll stick.
If it'll stick, all right. Okay. Ooh. Here's an idea, right? You get some what is it called? Crumbs, like breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
Put some onion in there. And you like batter that hot dog in that, and then you deep fry it, and then the onions will get deep fried too. So you have like a deep fried hot dog with deep fried onions.
Oh, that sounds like heaven right there.
Oh my god, dude! You just came up with something. Maybe put some ketchup on top. Oh god, we gotta go to business. This is for a 23-floor restaurant.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue. So hot dog on a stick. Anything else?
Let's see. Cheese.
All right, you gotta have cheese. Like, are we just having like a slice of cheese or cheese on the hot dog?
This. Put the fried hot dog in a pot of melted cheese and let it soak in.
Oh, that's you're a man after my own heart. I love cheese. All right.
Yep. And
that's your main course, or do you get like fries on the side or something?
Yeah, I go with some fries.
Good old fashioned fry guy.
Yeah.
That's good. Good. You get salt, pepper, seasoned salt.
Yeah.
Rosemary fries, maybe. Oh my
god. Rosemary fries.
Rosemary
fries. Or like garlic fries.
Sounds good. Anything with garlic, I microphone is drenched right now. And Ryan's making like a dog panting face. It's like Gene Simmons from Kiss. Alright, what's your drink of choice? Good old lemonade, soft drink, what's up?
Black cherry Mountain Dew.
Black cherry Mountain Dew. They have that?
I guess, if they do, yeah.
If they do, alright. But if they don't have that, what, like, something that we know they have. We can't take guesses here.
Lemonade.
Freshly squeezed or like prepackaged? From concentrate or from lemon?
From actual lemons.
Oh, okay. Everyone always has that, so it's pretty good. All right, so you got a deep fried hot dog with onion, plus some cheese, and side of fries, garlic fries nonetheless, and a good old lemonade. Then to wash it all down, you get some dough with some honey, and you got yourself a carnival, and you also feel bad for the next week. But it was worth it.
Oh, yeah.
It tasted fantastic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All the way.
Yeah,
so if anyone's planning on going to a carnival anytime soon, be sure to get some good food. And also be sure to invite me with you, because I will make sure you'll have excellent food.
You'll make sure they have excellent food. Well, do you have like carnival connections? Were you a carny, Ryan?
I wish, but no, I'm not a carnival carny.
Oh, dang. If you were though, what would you be? Would you be like a concession stands person, a clown,
Well, clowns kind of freak me out, but...
It's not a clown, got it.
So I'd probably go concession person.
Concession person?
Yeah.
There's a lot more options. I mean, what about an elephant tamer? Would you be an elephant tamer?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I think that'd be cool as heck. I can see you riding an elephant.
Yep. Just try to avoid its rear.
I mean, yeah, of course you always try to avoid its rear, because I'm sure it poops larger than you. So, all right, so Ryan's going to be an elephant tamer at the carnival. If there's any positions open out there anywhere... let us know. He's looking to be able to, pay off college. Or just run away with the carnival after college. That way he doesn't have to pay off his debts.
Yeah.
I can see you doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Make an excellent carny.
Yep. And what if we just came storming into campus with an elephant?
And I don't think it's going to go very well. But, that'd be an excellent story for the century. See, you're just helping, man.
Yeah.
So you're going to come store. Are you going to put on a show, or are you just going to stampede campus on an elephant?
Actually, I'll get, like, multiple elephants that go stampeding through campus.
Wow. That's brutal, man. That's a lot of damage.
It'd be pretty funny.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, that'd be pretty hysterical. I'd love to see a stampede of elephants through Moon Township. That would be epic.
Yeah.
But speaking of all this epicness, if you want to hear some good music again, MCG Jazz at 9 p.m. tomorrow night. 777 Casino Drive, Pittsburgh, PA 15212. That is River Casino, to make it even easier, right next to the Science Center in North Shore, also next to Heinz Field. So, go enjoy some jazz. And a laser light show, and maybe you'll find a stampede of elephants. Or maybe Ryan will be bathing his elephants on the river.
Yeah. And I'll and make sure to get some great carnival food, because you will not regret it.
I don't think there's carnival food at the river, man.
Well, anyways, get some great stuff there. And
get some great food.
Yeah.
It's a casino. Casinos tend to have good stuff.
Yep. And next, the all-new Washington County Home Show for anyone who's interested in getting some home improvement done to their houses.
Which, I mean, come on. It's right after winter. You all want to look good. Like, your houses probably look dirty right now, just like your cars. I mean, I'm just, of course, pointing out generalizations here. Some people take better care of their things than others. But winter weather tends to do that to things. So if you want to get some improvements, Ryan, continue inside.
The Washington County Home Show will take place the weekend of February 23rd to the 25th. So that's this coming weekend.
Of this year, too, just so everybody knows.
Yep.
So
at the Washington County Fairgrounds, located at Washington, PA. And the address for that is 2151 North Main Street in Washington, PA, 15301.
Yep, and that's the Washington County Agricultural Fairgrounds. God, I was terrible there.
Yeah.
I bet there's carnival food there.
Yeah, and actually, my summer internship is, I believe it should be near that area, because it is in Washington, PA.
Yeah? So
yeah.
Is that summer internship, or are you there now?
For the summer.
Okay, so you won't be there then, so, I mean, people won't be able to see you, right?
I know.
You just got everyone's hopes up. Everybody always wants that nice headshot of Ryan signed. That's going to be worth something, man.
Yeah.
All right, so you're making a home. Like, you got a house, right? Wonderful house. Splendid. What are you looking to improve?
Put an excellent fireplace in.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the word you just said.
I put a fireplace in.
Fireplace? Okay, like inside the house or like outside?
Both.
Both? So you're going for like a chimney. Ooh, wait, are you going for actually like a fireplace like up near the gazebo, or are you going for like a chimney
outside? A chimney outside.
Ooh, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So like, okay.
I have a nice summer campfire.
Summer campfire? I think I'm just throwing down.
Yeah. And actually, when it was two days ago, when it was like heavenly outside.
70 degrees. It's nice.
Like 80 degrees, more like 80 degrees, but yeah.
It was nice.
It was a great day for a summer campfire. I don't get why we didn't get around to doing that.
What, making a fire?
Like at the fire pit.
I don't know, probably because there was no wood there. I mean, if you wanted to, you could totally go out into the woods down there, grab some wood, and light it on fire.
Yeah.
A wonderful fire pit down there.
Yeah.
So, all right, so you got your fire going, right? What do you do with this fire? You tell them ghost stories, roast marshmallows, hot dogs, bacon, potatoes? Like, what you doing, man?
Yeah, but definitely have hot dogs. And there's nothing with... you can't have a campfire without s'mores.
I agree 100%. How do you make your s'mores?
Oh, well, I'll get a nice good-looking stick. Attach the marshmallow at the end of it.
As you do.
Yep. And then, and just slowly ease the marshmallow into the fire. Let it get roasted and toasted. And then,
Well, okay, so you get roasted. Are you a golden brown kind of guy, or are you a burnt kind of guy?
I'd say in between.
In between? All right. That's fine. It's like specks of burn?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I respect it. Continue.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. While that's happening, I will also get the graham crackers and the Hershey's chocolate.
All right, so you're going like for chocolate bar, or you're going for like chocolate syrup? Because I know some people use the syrup.
Chocolate bar.
Okay, all right. You got to keep the classic. That's one that's my kind of guy. All right.
Yep. You always got to stick with the classics, man.
Okay. Classic works. That's why it's a classic.
Yep. And then this whoever wants a s'more, just pass them on out.
Just keep making more?
Yeah.
You're the marshmallow roaster. I like that. My idea for a perfect s'more, exact same thing, except I like my stuff golden brown. I mean, those specks of black, of course, it's okay, but, like, the golden brown is nice. Because you know how, like, oh, my God, you get the skin off a marshmallow, and then you can just peel off the skin.
Yeah.
Eat the skin, and then, like, roast it again, peel off the second layer. Oh, my God, it's to die for. Like,
yeah.
You get a perfectly golden brown, too. But then you get down to, like, this little teeny, like, mini marshmallow, and you can't do anything with it, so you just kind of have to, like, bring that off the stick and eat it.
Yeah.
Hey, I might join you for a campfire sometime.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll make a big old bonfire. Why not?
Yeah, and actually, spring break is actually coming up. So, if the weather will be nice, can I have a campfire nearby somewhere?
You do. Go check out those smoke signals, and you'll find Ryan. He'll be sending them out. Instead of sliding into the DMs, he's just sliding into the sky. He's sending smoke signals.
Yep.
So yeah, again, so the Washington County home show take place this weekend, February 23rd to 25th at the Washington County Agricultural Fairgrounds. Go check that out if you want some home improvements and a fire pit to send smoke signals like Ryan does.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're not interested in that, instead of home improvement, why not go to the theater for Fiddler on the Roof, 2 p.m. Sunday, February 25th, presented by the Venetian Academy musical director Miss Lorraine Sarazin. The price is $10 to $12. Tickets go on sale Friday, January 23rd. And that will be located at the Greater Pittsburgh Masonic Center, 3579 Masonic Way, Pittsburgh, PA 15237. Cool. That's a lot. And also, I'm so sorry that I mispronounced Pittsburgh.
It's fine.
I know. I call myself a Pittsburgh. I've lived here for like only 21 years. So Fiddler on the Roof. Have you ever seen it?
No, actually, I haven't.
You've never seen Fiddler on the Roof? I've never seen Fiddler on the Roof either, Dale. I was really hoping that you had some experience here, because I mean, I've seen plays, just not Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah, I really have not seen Fiddler on the Roof.
Okay, well, do you know anything about Fiddler on the Roof?
No.
All right, cool. Give me what you think the synopsis of Fiddler on the Roof is.
If I had to take a guess, probably a trespasser goes onto somebody's property and just goes hijacking somebody's roof, maybe throwing a party up there.
Sorry, he hijacks someone's roof. What do you mean by hijacks someone's roof? Is that like he steals the roof?
Well, like, he ambushes it. It captures it.
He captures the roof. Like, okay. So it's like a war. So this fiddler goes and he captures a roof. All right, he has a party?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. All right. Well, so what kind of party is there? Is there like a fire pit kind of party or just like a regular kind of party? What are we talking?
Wild, wild dance party.
While he plays the fiddle. Makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, so are you ready for the actual synopsis of Fiddler on the Roof presented by IMDb?
Yes, please tell me.
All right, so at the beginning of this 20th century, Jews and Orthodox Christians live in the little village of Anatovega in the pre-revolutionary Russia of the Tsars. Among the traditions of the Jewish community, the matchmaker arranges the match of the father if the and the father approves it. The milkman Reb Tavia is a poor man that has been married for 25 years with gold, and they have five daughters. When the local matchmaker Jens arranges the match between his oldest daughter Tzentel and the old widow butcher Lazar Wolf, Tavia agrees with the wedding. However, Tzentel is in love with the poor tailor Motel Kamazul, and they ask permission to Tiv to get married that he accepts to please his daughter. Then his second daughter, Hodel, oh god, this is so long, and the revolutionary student Perchik decide to marry each other, and the Tev is forced to accept. When Perchik is arrested by the Tsar troops and sent to Siberia, Hodel decides to leave her family and homeland and travel to Siberia to be with her beloved Perchik. When his third daughter, Chava, decides to get married with the Christian Fedyek, Tev decides not to accept and considers that Chava has died. Meanwhile, the Tsar troops evict the Jewish community from Anavekta. Holy God, that was nothing like we thought.
Yeah, that was way off.
Yeah, I like your movie idea way better. That is much, much cooler. But if you're into the whole revolutionary Russia, go ahead and check out Fiddler on the Roof. But yeah, no, I like your idea better, like a party on a roof. Like, I don't know about the whole, like, capturing somebody's roof, but I enjoy the concept.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot more fun. And this has nothing to do with a fiddler. Like, oh, maybe he's like a fiddler, like a tool fiddler, maybe?
I guess.
I don't know. This is now just awkward. Iran. You're in Russia.
Yeah.
You're sent to Siberia because you've been a bad person. Do you think you can make him Siberia?
Probably not, but because the weather's not exactly the greatest there, but...
Yes, no, the weather is not good whatsoever. Okay.
Yeah, so,
But do you think you could tame it? Like, would you ride a bear if you had to survive?
Yeah, I'd ride a bear. It feels nice.
Feels nice? What? Have you ridden a bear before?
No, but bears have been known to be mean, man.
They have been known to be mean, yeah, but you said it feels nice. It makes me feel that you've ridden a bear.
I'll find a local bear.
A local bear. So
somewhere a local bear somewhere in Siberia.
A local bear. Okay, hold on real quick. So you're gonna find a local bear in Siberia. I like to think that what you're gonna do is put out a Craigslist ad for bears. And then he's gonna respond like, oh yeah, I mean I'm a bear. You wanna ride me, human?
Yeah, I'm Mr. Bear, and I'm willing to let you use me as your ride.
That's, I mean, if you ride around on a bear, you got style.
Yep.
You're going to be the next Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
Shirtless riding a bear, all the ladies are going to love you.
Yep. And now just get a top hat, too.
Why not, man?
Yeah.
Why the top hat, though? Like, what is...
It make me look cooler.
I don't disagree. I mean, Abe Lincoln could pull it off. I think he'd pull off a top hat. Like, you're talking really tall top hat or regular kind of top hat?
Tall top hat.
Tall top hat? All right, I think he'd be the next Abe Lincoln in that sense.
I have to grow my facial hair out, too, but...
Whatever, you can do it.
Yeah, I've done it, like, many times before, yeah, so...
Start chopping wood with your bear.
Yep.
You could be the next Ansel Adams, man.
Yep, and devote to a life of being a lumberjack.
Yeah, I don't see what a better life would be. You support your bear family by selling wood from your lumberjack career, and then you just take photos of nature.
Yeah.
I think you have the perfect life ahead of you. Either that or become a carny taming elephants, one or the other. But, man, you have options.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I'm a little bit jealous.
Yeah.
How are you so cool?
I don't know. This comes natural, I guess.
Comes naturally?
Yeah.
No, like, secret elixirs or anything?
I wish, but no.
Now, why do you wish? If there was a secret elixir, you'd be able to give away all your secret stuff to people, right?
I don't know, man, but I don't have anything. I don't have any special tricks like that.
No, you don't?
No.
What's your regular meal, man? Like, for a day? Like, what do you eat? What do you drink? Oof. You need to replicate it, because maybe there is something in there.
Like this is like a normal day, like today?
Yeah, normal day. You wake up, you eat breakfast. What's your breakfast?
Eggs, toast, and bacon.
Really? You get eggs, toast, and bacon? Do you go to the cafe to eat breakfast?
Sometimes, but I haven't been there lately because I've been too busy with other things.
Okay, sorry. Eggs, toast, and bacon.
Oh, actually, and sausage, too.
And sausage. Bacon and sausage.
Yeah.
See, I think that might be part of this. All right, so bacon, sausage. What's next? Lunch.
That depends on what the Colonial Cafe has.
All right, let's say it's a pasta play. I don't know. It's a Wednesday.
Yeah, I go to Bada Basil.
Bada Basil, get your bowl.
Yeah.
All right, so Bada Basil bowl. All right.
Yeah, I actually got two Bada Basils yesterday.
All right. So you see, this is another key. Double the thing. All right, I think you're eating a lot. That's like the extra calories going to your cool factor. All right, do you eat anything between lunch and dinner?
I might go to Romo's and get a snack.
Get a little snacky, dude? What's your little snacky, dude?
Uncrustables.
Uncrustables, that's a solid choice. I'm liking Uncrustables.
Oh, Uncrustables are awesome.
I agree. Are you a strawberry kind of Uncrustable or grape jelly?
I like both.
Ugh, you disgust me. I'm sorry. I don't like the strawberry ones, just ugh, they don't make sense to me. Alright, so Uncrustables, alright, and then dinner.
I do stay in Yorktown's, but the Yorktown Cafe doesn't exactly have the greatest options of all time, but...
There's better options in some place.
Yeah.
Continue that, alright, so you go to Yorktown Cafe, what do you get? Typical day.
Probably get an order of cheese sticks or a quesadilla.
Order of cheese sticks or a quesadilla. Alright, I'm liking that. So quesadilla, you get like onions in there?
Yeah, the option to get green onions.
Get bacon?
They don't offer bacon in there.
Oh, dang. I haven't been there that often, so I don't know.
They offer chicken or shrimp.
Oh, chicken or shrimp? Well, they have a shrimp quesadilla?
Yeah.
Bruh! God, I'm good at shrimp quesadilla. You put anything in there other than the onions?
Or
just get onions and cheese?
Onions, yeah, basically onions, cheese, and either chicken or cheese, or chicken and shrimp, depending on my mood.
All right, sorry. So we start the day with bacon, eggs, sausage, and toast. Go throughout, and then you get two butter basil bowls. All right, that's also a solid move. And then you, because you're feeling it, you're feeling a little zazzy, get those extra Uncrustables in you. Do you need one or two Uncrustables for your snack?
Usually two.
Two? All right, good man. That's two Uncrustables, and then you go to dinner for a chicken or shrimp quesadilla. Oh my God, I think there's something here. There's something here. What do you drink throughout the day?
Mainly water and Mountain Dew.
Water and Mountain Dew. Yeah, I think that's the key. Water, Mountain Dew, and then everything else that you said. All right, well, that's my diet for the rest of my life. I don't to the fact, like, the level of cool that you are.
Yeah.
That's real bad. And speaking of food and our sponsors, because we're going to be wrapping up the show, because I feel like you want to wrap up the show.
Yeah, I mean, we only have 2 minutes,
that's
so.
That's fine. I just want to thank apples again. You know, go ahead, eat them up, shine them good, and you'll be living healthy. You know, remember, an apple day keeps the doctor away, as well as a Mountain Dew a day keeps the doctor away. And anything else a day keeps the doctor away. It's a stupid rhyme. Ugh.
Yeah.
Anyway, but thank you, apples, for sponsoring this episode of Pittsburgh Newest, or Pittsburgh Today. What is the show
called? Newest.
Newest, all right. I was right the first time.
Yep.
The document is wrong. So, Ryan, closing thoughts.
Next week is the last week before spring break. So we will have one more show, and then Charles and I will be off for a week, and then we will come back for more shows and a bunch of hilarious banter.
Hilarious. I don't know about that. It's quality.
Yeah, quality banter.
It's hysterical, Ryan. So thank you for joining us today for another wonderful episode, and we hope to see you
next week. Yep. All right. Bye.
Toodaloo.